Simon Nun Vov Sif Aleph. Yesh Lecham Bainiyas HaKadosh. It's very important to have Kavana answering Kadosh. It says, someone answers a Menhe Shmei Rabba, B'kol Koichoi, which means with full Kavana and loudly, it tears up a decree that could be made against him. He should know what he's answering. Also, when you start off, is Kadosh Kadosh Shnei Rabba, the minhag is to say Amen, but it's really before the end of the sentence. Because the sentence is Gadel Vizgadesh Shmei Rabba, Ba'omad Divrach Yerusei. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become greater and holier in the world that he created according to his will. Ba'omad, the world, Divrach, that he created, Yerusei, according to his will. But even so, the meaning is to answer Amen halfway through the statement. And Afkamina is, Chazan says, Yizgadel Vizgadesh Shmei Rabba, we say Amen. And afterwards, the Chazan continues, Ba'omad Divrach Yerusei. And he's supposed to make a small pause before he continues, because now he's starting a new request. Yamlich Malchus Bechayichon V'Yamichon Chedchol Beis Yisrael. His Malchus, the dominion for Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be revealed in our lives, and that's where we're answering on Amen before Yesh Mei Rab. So it's important to know what you're answering Amen on. You're answering Amen on that the Malchus of Hashem should be revealed in our time. It's important for the Chazan to pronounce the words properly, clearly. He's Gadol with a Gimel. The Perush of Yemein Yesh Mei Rabba means the great name of Hashem should be Mevorach, should even become greater always. That's the Perush that we use. Ramah says, V'lo Yafzik Ben Yesh Mei Rabba leMevorach. Should make Hefzik between Yesh Mei Rabba and Mevorach, because it's all one statement. Like we said before, Yesh Mei Rabba should be Mevorach. Banu Seisu V'yakorom, it should be the answer with a loud voice. Shtadla Lotus Kadesh Yishma Kadesh. Person even has to run to your Kadesh, you should run to your Kadesh. Of course, like we said, answering Amen Yishma is a great mitzvah. Even greater than saying Kedusha or Moedim. Person is in a place and he has one place to say Kedusha, one place Yishma Rabba. You should answer them in Yishma Rabba based on what we just said, that's the highest level of praise to Hashem. Moses says, V'yishlama Kisha'oinim Kadesh. One should stand up when he's answering Kadesh, Chol Dosha V'Kedusha. Anything that's a Dosha V'Kedusha that one is involved in, he should be standing when he's doing it. For those that disagree, they say that you don't have to stand up specifically for Kaddish. If he's standing up before, he shouldn't stood to sit down, but he doesn't have to stand up for Kaddish. Mishiru says one should go with the Mechmirim to stand up by every Kaddish. Mishabal makes a Knesset of Shemei HaKol Oynim Kaddish, Oynim Moim, Avot Mishah, Lo Shemash Leof Tzivo, Shemim Yizkadel. If he goes into a shul, he doesn't hear the Chazan. As long as he hears the Tzivor answering, he answers together with them. Mishavu says that he could say Yeshmi Rabba even if he missed the beginning. He didn't hear the Chazan at all, and already the Tzivos halfway through Yeshmi Rabba, he could still answer together with them, but cannot answer Amen because he didn't hear the Amen. He wasn't there at the time of the Amen. Matchel Yisgadel Yishloim Ata Yigdel No Koach Hashem Uschor Achamecha. The Ramon's minig is to, at the time the Kaddish is started, one says his Pesukim. Shavu bring from the Arizal that did not hold to say those psukim. Ma'isim Mishavu says, therefore, at least in your place was the problem of a hefsek between Yishtabach and Yotzer, or Kaddish by Meir before Shemun Esrei, one should not say this psukim before hearing the Kaddish. Siv Beis, Kishashlir Tziba Oime Yizvorach, Kol Om Oinem Omein, is the minig of the Mechaba, by after the word Yizvorach, they would answer Omein, V'chim Shomer Bericho, they would answer Omein, V'chim Kishomer Vimru Omein, they'd answer Omein. But the Ramah says, Lo Nogul Lome, Amen Acha Yisborach, which is Aminik, we don't say Amen after Yisborach, V'lacha Brichu, and not to say after Brichu. The Shavuot says, if you are answering Brichu after Brichu, make sure you don't say Brichu Le'elo, because that sounds like you should only be greatened and praised in the Eila, upper areas, in the sky, not down here. No. So yesterday, like Aminik, we say Brichu, just say the words Brichu. But the Yasi when Brichu le Eila Mikol Bechosam. One should also not be mafzik between Brichu and le Eila Mikol Bechosam. The Bruce says that according to the Kavonis and the Gro Dafka, that's not the case. The word of Brichu goes together with Shmei de Kutcha, Brichu. And afterwards there's a hefsek, like a pause, and then you start le Eila Mikol Bechosam. That we should be in this Baruch Mishtabach le Eila Mikol Bechosam. And that's also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon.